someone had about 500 acres of land, you'd call that a what?
A ranch or a farm.
Did you ever say a right smart of land?
Yeah, right smart.
Well, how would you use right smart? What would you say that about?
Well, I guess you'd say right smart of land.
Anything else?
Or a whole lot of land.
And if someone said something and you agreed with them, what could you say that's stronger than yes? If you really agreed with them, you'd say? Did you ever say certainly or you bet or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What would you probably say?
I'd probably say I agree with you.
Okay. And did you ever say sir or ma'am to people?
Yeah, a long time ago. Had to.
What, how would you say that?
Well, if it's a woman, it is ma'am. If it's a man, it's sir. Yes, sir.
Did you just say that when you were a child or what?
Well, no, I was grown. Because we stick strictly under them, so we left home.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, of course, now it don't make much difference.
Say if someone intensely disliked to go someplace, you say he what hated that place, he?
Or he didn't like that place and hated it. Or...
Did you ever say he finally hated it or plum hated it? Or...
Yeah, or he flat hates it.
Okay. And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
real cold.
And say if a man was hammering and he hit his thumb with the hammer, what might he say?
Well, now he could say several things. He'd probably say that son of a bitch or something like that.
Okay. What would you say if someone said something to you that surprised you? What exclamations might you have if you were surprised about something?
Well, I don't know.
Would you ever say land sakes or anything like that?
Tidal wave.
What if you had done something that was kind of stupid and you were disgusted with yourself? What might you say?
Well, I'd say I made a mistake or something like that.
Did you ever say shucks or anything like that?
Yeah, shucks.
And if someone said something kind of shocking, and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why the very, what have you said?
Idy.
Huh?
The very idy.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then about their health, you'd say?
How's you doing? How you coming on?
What would you say when you're introduced to a stranger?
Like somebody was introducing you?
Uh-huh.
Well, you'd say, I'm pleased to meet you. We're glad to meet you, so.
Okay. And if someone had done you a favor, you might tell them, thank you, I'm much.
Thank you very much.
I'm much.
Pleased.
Did you ever say I'm much of?
Much obliged.
Okay. And you'd say, all night long the wind
blowed.
And the wind has what those clothes off the line.
Blowed the clothes off the line.
And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had a
frost.
What if it's harder than that?
A freeze.
Does it freeze much around here?
Well, yeah, it freezes pretty hard sometimes. Of course, we haven't had a bad winter though in about 2 or 3 years, but it has froze up here quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cold.